This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Reports that President Trump will wind down the program that protects so-called Dreamers rocketed through Houston's immigrant community today. Houston bills itself as the most diverse big city in America. A quarter of its residents were born outside the United States, and a third of those residents are undocumented. And as KERA's Stella Chavez discovered in a shelter there, federal rules make that a huge challenge after a disaster like Hurricane Harvey.
At one of Houston's biggest shelters, Kate Vickery is sounding the alarm to people without papers.
So if you're undocumented completely and you don't have a U.S. citizen child who's under the age of 18, you are not eligible for any type of FEMA relief.
Vickery is executive director of Houston's Immigration Legal Services Collaborative. She's one of a group of lawyers at the NRG Center shelter trying to make sure that people who are undocumented can get disaster help from other sources. She points out some good news for parents who have a U.S.-born child. They can apply for aid from FEMA, but she worries many won't.
We know that people are less inclined to apply for certain public benefits because of this kind of culture of fear around immigration enforcement and the federal government this year, especially.
At their table at the shelter, Vickery and her colleagues have posted signs in numerous languages, everything from Bengali to Cantonese, Urdu to Portuguese. They want to make sure that language, at least, deters no one from asking for help. In Houston, Stella Chavez, KERA News.